Hello, dear friends, here we are. This is Moment of Harmony with Euripides Barsanulfo. Messages that were brought in by the spirit Euripides Barsanulfo through the medium Corina Novellino in 1955 in her conversations with Chico Xavier. We've got to know how much our dear Euripides Barsanulfo is truly the medium of Jesus. Of all Spiritist mediums, he is considered the one, the most complete medium. He is the one that had a direct connection with Jesus, with Mother Mary. And why is this important to us? Because the governor of our planet is Jesus. We won't evolve steadily until we surrender to the proposal of the Christ consciousness. And this is not a religious imposition, because the Christ consciousness has universal elements. In the book On the Way to the Light by Emmanuel through Chico Xavier, we come to know that all the messengers, the missionaries, the prophets, the men and women in the different sectors of human life, from religions to philosophy and also science, they were sent by the Christ and his team to the earth to prepare the grounds for our foundation in our evolution. Everybody's team working, no longer we are divided inside of us. When I see a religion like Buddhism, Catholicism, any religion, Islamism, Judaism, etc., etc., all of them come from the same source. Yes, it's universal, and Spiritism comes to explain it to us. No longer we're conflicted between science and religion, because we understand that science has the objective of studying what pertains to the material life for now. And Spiritism, what is the objective, the object of study of Spiritism? Kardec says, Spiritism is a science, and its object of study is the nature, the origin, and the destiny of ourselves as spirits, and our relationship with the corporeal world. It pertains to the science of the spirits. No longer we're conflicted. And our dear Euripides Barsanulfo comes as one of those who have been aligned with the Christ since day one. Tell us, don't forget why you're on the earth. Why are we here now, friends? Tonight, the message is of impermanence. Look at your physical body. Beautiful, but transformative. It's transforming as we speak. It's a beautiful Play-Doh of God that is given to us, and we're working with this Play-Doh. What are you doing with your Play-Doh, your physical body? No longer we can enslave it. No longer we can punish it. No longer we're going to be indifferent to the needs of the physical body. I look at my physical body and I say, thank you. Thank you, cells, for being so diligent in obeying to me. Poor you, because I'm still learning how to manage the greatness of each one of you. But from now on, I will bless you. I won't abuse you any longer. This is our conversation with the physical body. But tonight, our dear educator Euripides Barsanulfo is going to call us to give life a new meaning. It's the meaning of how to restore our true balance. Who doesn't need to restore the balance? Who doesn't? We do, right? So, shall we go? Let's go. Professor Eurípides Barçanufo, let us visualize Corina Novellino opening her door to understand more about life. Eurípides Barçanufo, the immortal spirit coming and writing through her this immortal message to all of us. Be loved, brothers and sisters. May peace be in your hearts. The great difficulties of the redemptive way are the best warnings for the spirit traveling in this world. Let us imagine a life full of permanent tranquility to slide us into a placid lake. It would be dangerous, a dangerous stagnation of self-indulgence, to pearl the most honest ideals of salvation, because no one walks straight in the path of spiritual and moral progress, stopping at every step to avoid the slumber of indifference. Therefore, it is necessary to give the best of our attention and goodwill to the problem of the storms that come along. They play the role of restorers of equilibrium. Sometimes, the incarnate soul finds itself fretting from the edifying effort without strength or courage. Then, one of those burdens of great weight come along. There is the awakening of the will in consequence of this thrust. And the individual feels a new disposition to work. Bless the struggles and the sufferings in your life. From them will result all the factors for the solidification of the building of your future happiness. Moreover, it is the duty of the spiritist to work for the acquisition of the noble elements of submission to the Father's designs through humility. Have you lost the fortune of health? Do not despair. It may well happen that your resignation rebuilds the ruined foundations of lost health. Remember, above all, that the situations and things of the world are transient. Everything passes, even the life of the body. Only the spirit and its struggles really merit the warmth of your attentions, because only the spirit holds the virtues that are conquered. Only the spirit will one day enjoy the innumerable beauties of eternal blessed life. Suffer with resignation until new directions in your life appear as graces granted by the mercy of the Father for your merit. May the peace of the Master be with you. Eurípides Barçanufo, on April 15th, 1955. Friends, Eurípides Barçanufo is giving us a lesson on perception. He's teaching us that there is a new way of seeing everything in life. As Mentor Joseph explained to us in a previous chapter, the minute we understand things of life in a different way, in a renewed way, we have already entered the regenerative world inside of us. One day, the whole humankind will step forward in that mindset. But that happens one person at a time. The planet Earth will enter its mindset of regenerative world, where goodness will start prevailing over evil, where the call to fraternity is going to prevail, when one by one of us will enter that mindset. How do we do it? By giving the same stimulus a new meaning. For example, Professor Eurípides Barçanufo is teaching us tonight that we should bless our struggles and sufferings, because they will bring to us, they play the role of restoring our balance. He says, if we don't have struggles, our inner inertia is not going to allow us to move forward. That's why God allows us to be challenged. Don't you ask this question sometimes? How come God loves me and presents to me cruel people? I understand, it's hard to understand that. Only if we see it from a different angle, we will then overcome those struggles and bless them. For example, Louise Hay, she came from a broken family. She experienced rape. Later in life, she found a beautiful new understanding of life. And then, through her own healing, she brought the healing for humanity. Her observations, helping each and every person who went through abuse of all sorts, she then created a legacy for humanity. Just because she was not in a religion setting, many people disregard her missionary legacy. But her legacy is truly, truly spiritual, truly missionary. But she only got there through her own struggles. Like when Dyer, his father abandoned him and the family. Through his own struggles, he became a wonderful teacher of spirituality, of self-help. Now both discarnated, certainly helping many people and many more now that they are freer in the spirit form. For us, we understand, like Chico Xavier, having lost his mom, who discarnated when he was 4 years of age, having to live with his godmother, who was pretty cruel to him, and a mother who came to visit him in spirit form, saying, "My son, God loves you. This shall pass. Be obedient to your godmother." That training certainly helped Chico Xavier gain muscle to become the humanitarian and the spiritist medium without precedence. So for all of us, even Eurípides Barçanufo, his mother used to have epileptic seizures. And he wanted to help his mother, so he wanted to be a physician. Having been born in the city of Sacramento, Minas Gerais, they didn't have a university or college to teach him about medicine. So he planned on traveling to Rio de Janeiro, the capital of Brazil at the time, where they held the university, where the school of medicine, the best school of medicine of the time, was resided. But then the mother had crisis after crisis. He had to stay to help her out. And it was in his surrender, resignation of the heart, that one day his uncle, talking to him about spiritism, challenged the core principles in him. He didn't validate them, but the uncle said, read this book by Leon Denis, After Death. That's the title, After Death, by Leon Denis. And after reading this, please call me. Call me meaning talk to me, because they didn't have the phone at the time. And that's what he did. He read it throughout that night under the candlelight. The next morning, he got the meaning of everything. Why he was there. From there on, he transformed our lives. In each one of our struggles, so tonight, we're not only being asked to give struggles, challenges, suffering a new meaning, which is about perception. It's what we perceive. But also to bless. Our dear Sunshine is saying, I transformed my own cancer diagnosis from 12 years ago into a blessing, ultimately providing a cancer support group by the name of Blessed by Cancer. See? Thank you, Sunshine, for sharing this. See? In each of our lives, he says, it would be dangerous to have an easy life, he says. Because then we would stop and be indifferent. No wonder indifference has been happening in our world. Have you observed it? Because for those people, life is easy. But one day, life's gonna shake us up and say, come on, you can do more. You can give us of yourself much more. Come on, you're a child of God. You are supposed to shine in your virtues and not be indifferent. Indifference hurts. We cannot be indifferent. When we know somebody is suffering and we're called to help, it's our duty to help. Remember when we mentioned here in our studies about the law of justice? Love, justice, and charity. Item 975. The Kardec asked the spirits, what is the definition of justice? And the answer is amazing. To respect the rights of people. But it doesn't stop there. Kardec keeps asking in the same question, bracket. So, how so? The spirits say, the rights according to the human law and the divine law. But the human law is limited. For example, we see a homeless and we may say, it's nothing to do with me, being different. But according, and the human law doesn't do anything. Yet, but if we ask the divine law tells us that it's our duty to help. And then he asks, so how we will know this boundary between rights and duty? And the answer of the spirits is clear. The golden rule. do to others or what you would like them to do to you. If you are suffering and under financial constraints and somebody's in need, what would you like that people do? Judge you? Or say, you know, I can always do more. Or only stay in the pity me world. Because majority of people on earth are pitying themselves. Millionaires, billionaires. Sometimes in the slums you're gonna find people who are more compassionate than people who are millionaires. Because they're always feeling victims of somebody. When we get out of this victimization, then we are empowered. Professor Euripides Barçanufo say, it's necessary to give the best of our attention and goodwill. Attention, which is awareness, and goodwill is the driving force of the soul. To the problem of the storms that come along. Yes. When a problem comes, we ask, what is the lesson that I need to learn with you? Instead of saying, oh my God, please take this away. Go away, shoo, hurricane of my life. Shoo. No, don't shoo. That's exactly what Louise Hay observed. She said, before you tell your disease to go away, ask your disease, what do you want to tell me? What are you here to teach me? Because if we don't learn this way, we're going to learn another way. I know people who went through the gastric bypass surgery and they had problems with gluttony. They became slimmer and then they started a new addiction, being alcoholic or sex addiction. Because the problem is not in the body. The source of our issues are in us, spirits. So tonight we're being asked to revisit what our struggles are teaching us. What is it? Sometimes the incarnate soul itself finds itself fretting from the edifying effort without strength or courage. We have problems, you're like, why me? Why do I have a child who has a problem? Oh my gosh, I know it's hard. But God, teach me. What am I here to learn? Think about our planet as a school. Our planet is a school. We're here to learn. Often, students don't like tests and exams. And you may be surprised that I say this, because you think it's just second nature that tests and exams be unpleasant. But you can change that. I often taught my students at university. I said it because I've always practiced it. At university, when you do a test, and an exam, rejoice. First, because you're going through the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new one. You're moving forward. It's a sign that you're moving forward. And two, in that moment you can rejoice. It's a learning experience. A test and an exam can be learning, can be an opportunity to learn. So when somebody is difficult in our lives, don't feel like a victim. That's what Euripides Barçanufo is saying. No. Don't be discouraged, he says. Don't be in despair. No. You're not a victim of life, he's saying to us. He's saying, one of those burdens of great weight come along and do what? Awaken our will. How how many people say, I thought I was so weak until something happened in my life. And then I verified how strong I am. God bless that struggle. Right, Lívia Moraes? So he's saying, that storm comes our way and knocks on the door of our will, say, hello, are you there, Will? Are you there? And you're like, oh, yes, I'm here. Okay, what do we need to do? Let's go. Next time, oh, I don't want to do this, like, gratitude. Thank God I have my hands to wash the dishes, to do the laundry. Thank God I can walk and swipe the floor of the kitchen. Thank God I still have energy to give my daughter a bath. What if I were in a hospital? What a joy. What a joy. Right, Rudy? And he's telling us, bless the struggle. How do I bless the struggle? Bless the suffering. Because they are building the foundation for our future happiness. And that's how they restore our balance. Because he says, waking up our goodwill to work, to learn, and to serve, we are solidifying our future. What is lying ahead? Beautiful things. Look, in our future, beautiful things. If and only if. It's already beautiful in the now. So I'm going to borrow an exercise proposed by Thich Nhat Hanh. Thich Nhat Hanh. That we should use to transform each and every moment, including the difficult ones, into a wonderful moment. He says, in a poetic way, in breathing in and out, feel yourself like listening to the breath. You're seated, or walking, or working, breastfeeding a child, or doing an exam at university, reading a book, breathe in and out, stop for a moment and say, in and out, deep and slow, calm and ease, smile, release, present moment, wonderful moment, in and out. In and out, deep, slow, calm, ease, smile, release, present moment, wonderful moment. Let us feel it and transform. Let's say somebody is being sarcastic. Breathe in and out, deep, slow, calm, ease, smile, release, present moment, wonderful moment. Friends, we are being called to transform, to enter the world of regeneration. Let us transform it and bless it. That's how we can bless with this poem. Bless it. Saying, through this test, I am graduating. I'm living a new moment. Right, sunshine? The blessing is our transformation. Right, Rihanna? Exactly. Fernando Oliveira is saying, yes, in everything you bless. Right? Exactly. I know it's hard, but that's what it is. De tudo dai graças. In everything, we bless everything, exactly. And for us, Euripides Barsanulfo is saying, one more line, huh? We can't let go without paying attention to this. He says, it is the duty of the spiritist to work for the acquisition of the noble elements of submission to the Father's designs through humility. It's our duty to surrender to God's will. It's called resignation and obedience. Go to the Gospel According to Spiritism. That's one of our homeworks. The Gospel According to Spiritism, the chapter that talks about obedience and resignation. In there, we're going to find exactly what Euripides Barsanuf is telling us. Okay? Meanwhile, let us do what he says. Suffer with resignation. Understand God's will. Until new directions in your life appear as graces granted by the mercy of the Father. Sooner or later, this body is going to recycle. But you and I will keep on living. Let us meditate about the impermanence of life and the beauty of immortality. And leave that immortality in the now. In and out, deep, slow, calm ease, smile release, present moment, wonderful moment. My friends, let us feel the sweet call of the educator Euripides Barsanuf, reminding us about the need to bless the opportunities of transformation in our lives. Shall we? Our dear friend Fernando Oliveira is reminding us, like Adão Nonato from Rádio Boa Nova says, breathe in the Christ and exhale the Christ. Thank you so much. Sunshine is saying, obedience is the consent of the mind and resignation the consent of the heart. Perfectly from the Gospel. Thank you, Sunshine. So friends, a big hug to you. Let us meditate on this. Let us bring these exercises to the next 24 hours in our lives and live better. Live a life that is more fulfilled, knowing that God loves us and you know it. Thank you for this moment of harmony. And until tomorrow, God willing.